Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. Hey, everybody, this is Dwayne Lay. I am apparently been wrangled back into hosting Drive Through HR, much to my surprise and hopefully delight of at least a couple of people. So, gosh, it's good to be back in this chair. It's very comfortable. Somebody messed up the ass groove that I had built for a while, so I gotta work on pounding that thing back in. But anyway, nice to see all of you again. I'm super excited, not just to be back on Drive Through, but to get to host with one of my very, very favorite people in the entire darned world, the lovely and talented China Gorman. China, how are you?
I'm good, Dwayne. It's nice for me to be back on Drive Through HR. I was thinking this morning, I think maybe the first time I was on was maybe 10 years ago, because I think I was still at SHRM.
Wow.
That's crazy.
How many mooches is that? 10 years. That's got to be that's exponential. It's amazing for one thing. Drive Through's been around that long, which is cool in and of itself. Boy, if so, I kind of know the story of this 10-year journey. So let's skip ahead. So for the people who are joining us who have been living under rocks and or in caves, who do not know how amazing you are and how you spend your days. Let's talk a little bit about the plethora of excitement that is China Gorman. How do you fill your days? What do you do? What is it, would you say, you do here?
Well, I have, I am the quintessential baby boomer, having moved into a portfolio, I'm using air quotes here, portfolio
nice.
Career. Actually,
which is weird
because
you're like in your you're in your mid-30s, right? Like, it's weird to classify
absolutely.
Yourself.
Absolutely. Yeah, I know. Crazy, right? I have a number of clients. The biggest is the Unleash Group, headquartered in Budapest, mm-hmm. and we'll talk about that in a few minutes.
I serve on
a number of corporate boards, for-profit and not-for-profit. I do a little bit of conference keynote speaking at HR and business related kinds of confabs. And then I'm an advisor to a number of CEOs who are bringing new products into the HR tech space. So some real exciting new entries. And I'm about to announce a new relationship, an additional new relationship in the next week or so. I'm sorry, I can't give you a scoop, but it'll be very exciting.
Oh, that is so hurtful.
I think your listeners will be thrilled. Yeah, I know. Mm. I know. I can't.
Okay,
but,
I'm going to just whisper it to me, just real quick.
And
just whisper.
Happy and, yeah. Did you get that?
Oh, my gosh, that's crazy. Oh, I can't believe that. I can't believe what I just learned that no one else knows.
Yeah.
If you're listening to the show live and you're on Twitter, feel free to go and hit us up. Use the hashtag DTHR and let us know what you suspect this new gig is going to be, because I would love to hear your guesses.
Okay. So I'm sitting here in my beautiful home office in Las Vegas, Nevada. Beautiful
nice.
Blue skies, really light mm-hmm. breeze. It's going to be, I think, 82 or 83 today. Just, you know, another beautiful day in paradise.
No less than you deserve, to be sure.
I agree with that.
So let's talk because, you know, we like to talk about things that are happening soon that we can get people excited about. And one
yeah.
of the big drivers for us to get together today is to talk about this Unleashed show that's coming up in 8 days.
Yeah.
Is that right? Holy cow.
Yeah,
May 14th and 15th.
It's
out at the Aria.
Yep,
tell us
from today.
Tell us all about it.
Yeah.
Tell
yeah.
us how does, tell us what makes Unleash special. Let's start there. What makes it special? Because it's not another HR tech conference, right?
Right. In fact, I don't think of us as an HR tech conference at all. There's lots of HR tech in the exhibition hall. So just a bit of history. 9 years ago, Mark Coleman began the journey into this space with a big conference in Europe called HR Tech World. And it bounced 2 years in Amsterdam, 2 years in Paris, 2 years in Amsterdam, back and forth. And then a few years later, started one in London. So the Continental Europe one is in the fall. London was in March. And then last year, we did our first big one in the U.S. in May. And under a new brand and under a new sort of mission. HR tech is really fascinating and really interesting. And in the world of employee effectiveness, it's really important. And the use of HR tech is becoming more and more important as organizations grow and as they become more successful. But we went through an exercise about a year and a half ago, and our purpose broadened, because it's not just about HR tech. It's really about unleashing the power of your people if you are an organizational leader. And so certainly HR tech plays a role in that, but it's much, much bigger than that. It's strategy, it's marketing, it's finance, it's leadership, and so it has given us the platform, this rethinking of and broadening, right, of our mission and our remit as it relates to our events, has broadened both the appeal of our events, but also the content and who comes to exhibit on our show floor. So that's who we are. And I don't think there's another show like that. People assume that since our roots were HR Tech World, that we are an HR Tech event. And really, we're bigger than that. We're more than that. And so I don't see us as competitors to other HR Tech events. I just don't. And there are a number of reasons for that beyond what our mission is and what our remit is. The first one is that you have to be a really senior leader to be an attendee. So anybody can register, but we vet everybody to ensure that they are at the decision-making or influencing level in an organization. And that requires, that frankly requires a lot of research, because, you know, a VP in a company with 100,000 employees may not even be an influencer, where a director in a company that has 1,000 employees may be the decision maker, right? So it's, mm-hmm. we work really hard to get the most senior folks to attend our conference. Likewise, the flip side of the coin is in the expo hall, our sponsors and our exhibitors go through a similar kind of a vetting process. And once they're in, once we know they're in alignment with what the needs of our attendees are and what our broader remit is, we go all in for those folks. And the way you know that we do that is we don't let other vendors and service providers come in as attendees. Because our sponsors and exhibitors make a commitment, financial and otherwise, to our attendees and to our event. And they spend, you know, a lot of money. And so we're not going to then turn around and let another vendor just buy an attendee ticket and market the heck out of our attendees without having made the same kind of commitment and investment. So those are two really differentiators. And the third is the content. You can go to our website, which is www.unleashgroup.io, and see the speakers. And they're not the usual speakers. They are CHROs. They are CMOs. They are CEOs. They are investors. They are the most senior people in our space from, you know, organizations like, well, we're in Vegas, so organizations like Zappos, like McKesson, like Prudential, like MGM Resorts, like Johnson & Johnson, you know, just all kinds of interesting, very senior global leaders in the organization space. And we've got some really interesting keynoters this year. We've got Esther Perel, Peter Hinson, John Boudreau. You know, it's big. And then on the second day, on our final day, our last keynote, somewhat controversial, but because our focus is really about truth and transparency, digital transformation, atypical workforce models. We've got Edward Snowden speaking. We're beaming him in live from Moscow. And so, you know, that's a shocking, controversial choice. But who better to talk about transparency and digital transformation, maybe, than Edward Snowden?
He's got some
Snowden.
Experience.
So,
he's got some experience in that area.
Yeah. And whether you think he did the right thing or think he's a traitor, it should be a really interesting interaction. And so we're trying to bring speakers who are at the forefront of leadership and organization effectiveness, who are looking beyond the horizon and around the corners, to really bring thoughtful, thought-provoking ideas and experiences to this very senior crowd of attendees. And so the only speakers who speak for more than 30 minutes are the keynoters. All the rest of the sessions are either 25 or 30 minutes. So it's content rich, it's content deep, and it's pretty exciting stuff, I got to tell you. It's the buzz and the energy and the electricity that flows between the expo floor to the breakout sessions to the main stage to the startup area and the startup competition. It's just, it's an ecosystem that, you know, just gets sort of more electric as the 2 days go on.
I love the diversity of companies that are represented by these speakers, by the way. So you've got, you know, you've got some great tech companies, but you've also got companies like Amtrak and Shell and the city of Memphis. Like somebody, you've got someone from USC, you've got all of these different verticals that are represented. So I'll just tell you, when I look at this and I think of this, you know, because I work in the HR tech space, because I spend my days at Dovetail Software, and because I tend to look at things from a vendor's perspective right now, I like to see with a show like that diversity of background that is addressing all these different areas. So you, again, selfishly for a vendor, you get more, I guess, kind of different people at that show. So it's not just really focused on one particular area. You know, there's all these different disciplines that are represented. I think that's really cool.
Right.
I actually think the Snowden one is a really great get. And I think that, not to go political on this, but I think that the stuff that's happened with Assange lately has, with Julian Assange, and some of the stories that are kind of coming out about what they're looking at, I think that, I'm not going to say it puts Snowden in a different light, but I think it does give us a chance to stop and kind of reflect a little bit on kind of, you know, motivations and execution. And, you know, it's a really, really good time for getting some information on that stuff. And I think he'll be a really, really good speaker for you. I've heard him speak in the past. He's really well done. So I think that'll be neat.
We're excited.
Oh, go ahead.
Can I just point out one more thing? If you go to our website at unleashgroup.io and click on speakers, you will see far more, just from the pictures, far more diversity than any other event in our space. And I say that with great confidence.
Yeah.
Talking gender or anything else, it is awesome, and we work hard on that.
It shows, the amount of effort. So there's a couple things. You mentioned the rebranded piece. Can we talk about the old brand just for a second, or is that an off the table? Is that okay?
Well, I really joined in the beginnings of the switch to Unleash, so you might have questions that I wouldn't be able to answer, but give it a shot.
No questions. I just want to kind of connect the dots back to the Tech Europe show that was there for so many years, because I know that, like, I attended that show before it was called Unleash.
Right. And as did I. That's when I met this team, was in Amsterdam at HR Tech World, I think in 2005, maybe. No. 2015.
That makes more sense. Yeah. One of the things that always struck me about Mark and his team and the show that they put on, it was interesting. So again, from a vendor's perspective, when we looked at, you know, the shows that were available, and kind of said, yeah, we can kind of, you know, we kind of have our setup. We can take these different pieces. We always looked at the show that they put together, and I think have continued to do here, and said, yeah, this one's a little different. Like, this isn't the show that you're sending your junior, you know, people to, for development. Like, this is, you know, people show up, especially in Amsterdam, it always struck me. Like, the people who show up there are wearing suits, and they are coming because they have business and they have project plans and they have budget and they have decisions that have to be made. And they're looking for a solution, not just for some swag and some entertainment and, you know, maybe learn a few things along the way. Like, it's a very focused and very serious environment. And I mean that in a really positive way. Like, it's not super straight laced, but I was always really impressed with the environment that they were able to build.
Right. And that show is the largest. We have over 5,000 attendees every year. And as you said, they're wearing business suits. They're doing business. It's a business show. It's about, really, we can say it's about unleashing the power of your people, but it's about the future of business as it relates to people effectiveness, right? And so it's the most senior people from all over the world, and I love that show. And we're building, you know, the U.S. show into an analog for that, which is really exciting to be a part of.
And I'm sure there are people listening who will think, well, if that's really what you want, you probably wouldn't have done it in Las Vegas. But I got to tell you, if you can do it in Amsterdam, you can do it in Las Vegas. Like, there is people who haven't been to a show in Las Vegas don't recognize, like, what a great environment that is. And in some ways, it's a great environment for the same reason it's great for the casinos. Like, you never go outside. You're inside the whole time, and it gives you the opportunity to stay focused on what you're trying to get to, whether that's, a business, if it's a new contract, or you know, putting all your money in a slot machine. But
It's also a really cost-effective place for the attendees.
Oh, yeah.
It's a cost-effective place for the attendees. It's way cheaper to fly round trip to Vegas from almost anywhere in the country, actually anywhere in the world. And then once you get there, you have the, everything you need right in the venue. And the Aria is just a really, really beautiful, lovely place to hold an event.
Yeah, it is. It's a gorgeous location. This might be a sensitive question, and so I understand if you don't want to answer it, but was there any thought, if the Golden Knights were still playing, to doing any kind of event with them, have them come in? Was that part of the discussion at all? If you don't want to talk about it, I totally understand.
Well, I can't give away, corporate secrets or anything, we are in Vegas, and it's that time of year.
It is indeed. You have any, like, if you had any big Golden Knights plans and those have been shuffled aside, if there's any particular jerseys or swag or anything you have to get rid of, let me know. I have a service I can offer.
I don't have swag, but for your listeners, I have a special code that if you think you might want to attend, it's not too late. And I have a special discount code for your listeners that if they go to www.unleashgroup.io and click on register, if they use DriveThruHR, all in caps, they will get a nicely discounted offer to attend.
DriveThruHR as their discount code.
Yep. All caps, DriveThruHR. So we don't have lots of places left, but we have some, and it's a first-come, first-serve kind of thing. And so for any of your listeners, drive-through HR in the promo code box gets you a nicely discounted rate, and you can. There are still tickets available.
That is awesome. Okay, I am letting everybody know. I'm putting
just
it on Twitter.
You.
We're going to put it on Facebook and all the things. Done. Posted. Shared.
Awesome.
Cool. That's very kind of you. Thank you so much for doing that.
Yeah.
So one of the things I thought was interesting in what you talked about there is the way that you filter or that you kind of, I think like interviewing your vendors and making sure you're getting the right people in the hall. I think that's fascinating. And I don't think there's enough thought given by people who attend, like the fact that the vendors are spending a lot of money to be there. And for smaller shows, like they wouldn't happen without vendors, right? Because they're the ones who are really paying all those bills for the sponsorship. But for a big show like this, like that's a really different approach when you're saying like, we're not just letting anyone in. We're not just packing an expo hall. Like, again, you're there to make partnerships to help people find the right solutions. That's a really unique approach. And I hope that the attendees like recognize the amount of thought going into those things when they're walking that expo floor.
Well, and the exhibitors appreciate it. We get feedback at the end of every show, and last year in Vegas was no different. Even though, you know, we're at the beginning stages of bringing this event to North America, they all were amazed by the level of attendee and the quality of conversations they were having with actual buyers and influencers. And so it's a multifaceted equation to get the right people with the right vendors in the right environment. But the other thing that just makes the show floor electric is the startup area. Every show now has a startup zone, but HR Tech World and Mark Coleman were the very first to do that. And now it's a staple, but I think what happens in our shows and the way we support and pay attention and bring new startups to the marketplace is really quite different than other shows. I mean, we have partnerships with these folks, and since the inception, it's 9 years now of the original HR Tech World that is now Unleash. We have helped introduce investors to startups to the tune of about $1.5 billion, that would be dollars of investment.
Wow. That's incredible.
That's pretty big.
So you've got kind of as I look through the materials and I look through the website, which again, if you haven't seen it yet, it's unleashgroup.io. You can go to that Las Vegas show to, you know, see the agenda, see all the different pieces. So there was a great piece that I was reading on AppLearn this morning that was talking about the adoption track. And I know there's different tracks that are available when you look at topics. Can you talk a little bit about those tracks and kind of how that's organized? So for someone who's attending for the first time, like how do they figure out where to go?
Yeah, so we do it a little differently. Again, we manage the content a little differently. So we have, we call them stages, and they're large breakout rooms that follow a content path. Some of our paths are diversity and inclusion, people analytics, trust and transparency, future of work, employer branding. You'll be able to build an agenda that really helps you dig into particular topics. You could stay in one room and see all the content related to one, you know, HR technology or recruitment or the future of work or culture. You can follow a thread all the way through and hear various, whether it's the main stage or it's the influencer stage in the expo, which is kind of a live combination of vendors and thought leaders and organization leaders talking together, mm-hmm. taking questions, having some really interesting conversations. That's a really fun part beside the more formal sort of content track is the influencer stage in the expo hall. We have a partner, a media partner this year, Workforce Technology Magazine. They're going to be live streaming interviews and other content right from the expo floor. They've been a great partner for us this year. And so the content lines up neatly, right, in content threads. And you could go to all, you know, you could start on one stage and go to this another stage and another stage or another stage. You could stay at one stage and just exhaust the content on one topic area all day and then go to another one and exhaust the topic area for another day or just sort of bounce around. The beauty of having sessions that are 25 or 30 minutes is that they're really densely packed with great information. The students get right to the point. And they dive right in. And so they tend to be deep dives, short deep dives, as opposed to long, meandery kind of slow walks in the desert, I guess. And so you're able to get at our shows a lot more content in a shorter period of time. I think that's one of the great things that recommends us to the attendees. Besides the richness of the expo, are the short deep dives in the content areas.
So for people who are going, we've got about 3 minutes left. For the people who are going to Unleash, or who are just going to Las Vegas in general because it's a nice place, during the show, if they wanted to find you, meet you, buy you coffee, have you sign an 8x10 or something else of a souvenir nature, what is the best way for people to reach you to try to make that happen? I know that there's a website where you can buy all the merchandise that is China Gourmet branded. I got that. But if somebody wanted to try to do that, where are they going to find you during the show?
Well, they can probably email is the best. As I said, I'm a baby boomer, so China at unleashgroup.io works. If we're friends on Facebook, Facebook Messenger works. And I'm a pretty open networker on Facebook. If we're not friends, just send me a request and say I'm here at the show. I want to be friends and let's meet up. That works. That works as well. But I'd love to see anybody and say hi and thank them for coming, because I don't think they'll be sorry if they come.
I suspect you are correct. It sounds like it's going to be a marvelous show, which again I would expect nothing less from this group.
Can I just say the free code
whenever it is
the promo code?
Yes,
it's Drive Through HR. So unleashgroup.io. Click on register in the promo code box, all caps. Drive Through HR, DriveThruHR, and it will get you a very nice little discount to attend.
Absolutely. We will hit that again on the Twitter machine and on the Facebooks.
Perfect.
And I might even put it on Instagram. Who knows?
Perfect.
I might just go crazy. I'm completely
Woo!
Out of control. Okay, so 1 minute left. What else about China Gourmet? Forget about Unleash for a second. What else do you want to throw a shout out to with all the other things you do in the world?
Well, I would just say if we're friends on Facebook or connected on LinkedIn, over the next week or so, keep a watchful eye because something very exciting is going to be announced, and you'll all be jealous. However, you'll also all want to join in, and I would love that. So,
well,
I'm not
going to
say anymore.
Take that as my personal invitation to crash whatever party it is you're planning, because you really are. So I know I say this to you a lot, and people hear me say it a lot, but China, you really are one of my very favorite people in our space. I always enjoy talking to you. You're wicked smart. You do amazing things. And frankly, and all kidding aside, like I feel lucky to know you and to be friends with you. So thank you so much for hanging out with me for half an hour.
Well, that's so mutual, and it just pains me that our paths aren't crossing more often these days. But it's great to reconnect. It's great to be back on Drive-Thru HR. Holy moly.
It is.
That's a honor and a lot of fun. And thanks for inviting me. This was great.
Thanks for coming. It was great. Thanks to everybody for hanging out with us for a little bit, either live or on the replay. And hopefully we're going to do this again sooner rather than later. Cheers, everybody.